Welcome to a special Esri podcast. I'm Sarah Powell from Esri, and I'll be your host today. George Floros has been instrumental in establishing a sustainable and smarter foundation for UK's high-speed rail network, also known as HS2. Here, Kate Whittles from HR&A Advisors investigate how multidimensional immersive technologies working in concert have enabled unprecedented coordination of effort in one of the world's most complicated subterranean urban environments.
George, welcome. Thank you so much for chatting with us today.
Hello, Kate. Thank you very much for the invitation. I'm really excited doing this podcast as well.
Can you talk a little bit about the High Speed 2 mega project?
Let me start by saying that it's much more than a simple high-speed railway. At the moment, it's the largest infrastructure project in Europe, and it's going to be a catalyst for the UK, as the benefits will be evident in every sector. To name a few, the economy of the UK, by creating tens of thousands of jobs and connecting 8 out of 10 Britain's largest cities, facilitating the economic growth of the UK. It's going to benefit the environment due to the massive carbon efficiency we provide, as well as all the reforestation programs that already take place. It is pushing the boundaries in modern engineering and digital transformation by bringing in world-class professionals from all across the world. And of course, we should not forget that it's built for the people. And it's a project that it puts the people first, either by boosting the economy of local communities or by linking the south with the north of the UK, ensuring accessibility, reliability and comfort to all passengers. This project of such complexity and such scale has brought together three big construction companies, Skanska, Costain and Strabag. We work together as a team, and I'm really excited to see that it's a great school for me, and I'm really excited to see GIS being implemented actively in such a demanding project.
I understand that was your first project, and really where you went from working in the GIS department to creating this unified GIS and BIM data sharing site, which you call GeoBIM. How is GeoBIM being used?
On one hand, we have the digital transformation that is happening worldwide. And on the other hand, the opportunity to implement this technology in a mega project. And this results in building an environment which is quite unique, as it brings BIM and GIS together. But it's not limited there, as it also incorporates CAD models, architectural models, surveying data, GIS data, it doesn't matter. Our goal is to be able to bring in whatever we need to deliver this project. And the examples I mentioned are successful cases so far. I like to believe that this environment fits under a general picture, which is the picture of data integration to support the concept of digital twins, something that I've been working on since 2014 that I'm really, really excited implementing it in such a project. And of course, I could not be in a better place, as you said, since the environment and the values of the Skanska Costain Strabag joint venture allow you to thrive and push the existing boundaries in technology. And on top of that, the team consists of highly skilled professionals, and that alone keeps you constantly motivated to be the very best version of yourself, you can be.
How does the combined BIM and GIS environment improve information quality about both the natural world and the built world?
So building information modeling and GIS are by nature two very different domains. However, they have commonalities, and one of them is that they both capture the built environment. They just do it from a different perspective. BIM is able to provide a detailed representation of what we're trying to build, while GIS provides a broader geospatial perspective, allowing us to examine the interactions happening in the built environment. To put it simply, BIM answers the question of what we want to build, and GIS answers the question of where we want to build it. And the combination of these two is able to facilitate the interaction and the integration between GIS and BIM and allow us to maximize the value of existing data, enhance our decision-making, and create a digital environment that we'll be implementing not just for planning and construction, but also for operation and maintenance throughout the asset's full life cycle.
I love that BIM is the what and GIS is the where, and this is all about simplifying a very complex process, which is what we all seek in life.
Exactly. I'm a big fan of the collect once, use many times school of thought, and I really believe that it is quite undervalued when we talk about data integration. So to be more specific, BIM, when it is properly implemented, is able to capture the information of the built environment in great detail. So in theory, but also in practice when it's properly done, you should be having all the information you need we have strong examples that demonstrate the efficiency, which can lead up to 8 times faster generation of datasets from our current B models, especially when compared to the traditional and manual techniques of digitization or reporting. So what I mean when saying 8 times faster is the fact that we're using our B models as original input dataset to create other datasets that are being implemented either for GIS or CAD purposes. For example, using automated workflows compared to traditional and manual techniques. For example, we use our 3DB models to extract automatically the footprints of all of our assets and update our GIS registry with a maximum of accuracy. We are using the surfaces and the 3D models of our B models to calculate the excavation material that will be needed in every site to balance our logistics. And of course, all these processes are possible to be done using traditional methods and techniques, but they are manual. And we have calculated that we have been able to reduce a process that may take several days to be completed to a few hours.
Can we talk a little bit more about the GeoBIM process? It incorporates a number of automated workflows and data conversions to bring a wide range of different file types and projects into one sharing environment. That sounds extremely complicated and tricky to maintain.
So one of the key challenges when we talk about data integration is the data interoperability. And this can quite often block things moving forward. The solutions implemented in this project are automated, sustainable, and easier to maintain. To be able to automate this, the key is consistency, because inconsistency is essentially the enemy of automation. And of course, integration efforts such as the Autodesk and Esri partnership are key in the digital transformation era. It is the right mindset, as it brings together two different worlds that essentially address the same built environment.
So the High Speed 2 mega project is being undertaken in London, which some may say is the densest urban environment around, just from historic and just complicated tube system and the like underground. How important is it having a shared geographic and built environment for the complicated construction and tunneling work related to the High Speed 2 mega project?
It is very important to have a proper and up-to-date geospatial registry for this particular project. London's underground assets have a legacy of more than 150 years, and it is very important to register it as accurately as possible. Of course, there are lots of challenges in doing so, especially as our project is mostly underground, and it is affecting so many assets, such as utilities, existing rail networks, building foundations, archaeological areas. And all these complexities is why we need and why we implement GIS in this project. Because having no spatial awareness of all these locations, of all these assets, it could lead to tens of millions spent to delays or damages. And I have to say that one of the particular areas that the integration of GIS and BIM is helping is the health and safety, which is priority number one for both High Speed 2 and SCSJV. Offering our colleagues better awareness before going on site, I think, is invaluable.
So the integration of GIS and BIM has been used across this project, its many phases. In addition to kind of helping the health and safety aspect, are there any other interesting questions it's helped to answer along the way?
The best thing with this environment is that it's being used in so many different ways than what I originally had in mind. And this is actually great and exciting, because in this project, we have such a multidisciplinary team, and it's a perfect opportunity to receive feedback from professionals of different application fields. It contains information for a large variety of fields, to name a few: utilities, planning, logistics, supply chain, BIM, health and safety, construction management, and community engagement, among others. And I'm really happy when it's being implemented for the community engagement events to show people how we're going to affect their everyday lives and answer questions such as, how will this block my view, in a simple but scientific way? By hosting so many different data sources in a single environment, it allows people from different disciplines to work from a single source of truth, but it also offers the opportunity to visualize information that you would need to have a specialized software or skills. Essentially, it gives our data a chance to thrive, and it democratizes the information we have in such a mega project.
Strabag is part of the joint venture, and they're very much known for their advanced tunneling work. The High Speed 2 mega project includes a number of very long projects. Can you share some details about today's state-of-the-art tunneling technology and how GIS and spatial awareness has contributed to the advancements?
So Strabag has a leading position in construction worldwide and a pioneering role when it comes to tunneling. Examples of executed large international projects are the Gotthard-based tunnel in Switzerland, or the Niagara Tunnel Facility project. And with regards to the technology being used for tunneling, it's absolutely state-of-the-art. HS2, the client, has put together a high-performance tunnel boring machine specification that is specifically designed to limit both tunnel construction risk and ground movements to a practical minimum. These DBMs that will be used to construct HS2 will be purpose-built machines using proven state-of-the-art technology and will operate 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And they will be designed specifically for the project to ensure their reliability of performance, settlement control, and to cope with a range of ground conditions expected throughout the scheme. Linear projects, due to their massive interaction with the surrounding environment, make GIS the best tool to capture, analyze, and visualize all these interactions. The spatial functionality can provide accurate results within a few hours for a large amount of data set that would otherwise take days to complete.
How unusual is this to see both the parts and the sum of all the parts in one place in such a project like this?
I think it is quite unusual. I think it is one of the first efforts of integrating BIM and GIS at such a level, such a project. And of course, as mentioned before, data interoperability is a huge challenge. Not always easy to overcome, especially when you design something not just for visualization, which is our goal.
Is there any going back for you? Would you ever go back to a process where there were separate environments?
Well, for me personally, there is no way back. I think that as a GIS community, we still struggle sometimes to accept the importance of 3D. I hope that for my colleagues, it's also the way forward. Based on the very positive feedback I have received, I'm quite optimistic. But in the very end, when we do something, whether it's new, whether it's old, whether it's modern, we should do it for a purpose. And as long as there is a clear strategy, which there is in our project, I do not see many reasons moving backwards.
It sounds like there's been a lot of talk about virtual reality, virtual design and construction, and augmented reality to drive greater efficiency for projects. How does GeoBIM include simulation and virtual components?
So yeah, mixed reality is undoubtedly evolving rapidly in the AEC industry. And what we have successfully implemented so far is to link this environment with VR devices. It is quite impressive, but I believe that there is lots of work to be done on this front, because at the moment it is built for aesthetics, it's built for visualization, and I prefer to produce an analytical environment to produce results based on analysis. So there's plenty of room for exploration there on how can this fit with all these technologies. And of course, we need to be cautious sometimes, because one of the challenges of the data interoperability is, and when you're bringing different environments together, is the fact that sometimes you can lose information, and you always need to consider the purpose when using mixed reality tools. I like to believe that sky is the limit on this front, but I'm currently working on integrated 4D information and construction and the construction sequence in it. So we have the basis, which is the most important thing. We have brought our BIM models in GIS. So it's a very big step forward. It is accomplished. And what is left to do now is start adding information in these BIM models. It can always be tricky, but I'm confident that we can do that. And of course, the ultimate goal is to create an environment that will incorporate not just construction sequence, it will incorporate 5D, such as cost estimation, and more importantly, 6D, and specifically asset management. Essentially, this needs to be something that we leave after the construction is finished. It will be something that will accompany the project throughout its full life cycle and thrive during operation and maintenance. Let's say it, in other words, be the digital twin of the built environment.
Well, George, thank you so much for this conversation. It's really inspiring in thinking about the applications of GIS and BIM for transformational projects.
Thank you very much for the invitation.
Thank you for listening to this special Esri podcast, and thanks to George Floros for sharing the story of how geographic information systems and BIM combined to create one of the smartest and most sophisticated transportation infrastructure projects on the planet.